So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like,
Because
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code STEPHANIECLASSX and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
Let's get back to the show.
all right. Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
If you're here because it looks like I have a big cock on the pictures, welcome as well. I don't think you'll be disappointed. You gotta have something to like get people's attention.
I guess. I mean,
that gets them right from the get go. No, sorry. I'm perfectly slightly above average.
Perfectly slightly above average. Okay.
You know, I'm somewhere between 5.16 and like 9 inches.
Anywhere in between.
Anywhere in between there. Anyways. That was awkward.
That was awkward.
Awkward pillow talk. I am Jason Klass. This is my wife, Stephanie Klass. And awkwardness, anxiety is kind of like our bread and butter.
Yep, it is.
We've learned that if we embrace it, it is a lot more fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Today, we want to talk about awkward, defining your swinging style.
Okay.
Because we've been swingers for 10 years now.
Right.
And our style has changed.
Quite a bit.
Significantly, yeah, over the course of those 10 years.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know every step of the way we had to be very explicit in spelling out what it was that we were looking for at that stage.
Right.
So I think it's important for people to know how to explain, you know, what it is maybe they're looking for. And
or maybe you don't know what you're looking
for. Or maybe you don't know, and we can throw out some ideas to you and you can understand, hey, this is normal to look for this way, or the feelings that we come across. And, you know, I know like when we first started, It was like, especially when we first started, like, we didn't even like using the word swinger, first off.
Right.
We were totally against that, which was funny.
Because, like, I think it's the stigma of it.
It was the stigma, for sure.
We didn't want to seem like we were, like, that wild, like...
Yeah, you were like, I will never call myself a swinger. Right. And now look at you doing a fucking podcast on it.
Here we are.
But I remember being like, okay, well, we'll look into it. Let's do, like, same room. And you were like, okay, but nobody's going to touch me, right? And I was like, yeah, nobody's going to touch you. I don't want anybody touching me really either. I'm just like curious about like what's going on. So we'll do same room, same partner, you know? So when you look out, that's, you know, it's not soft swap. It's just same room.
Right.
You're just looking. There's no touching. Yeah. You can talk. You can be like, hey, that looks cool. Or, you know,
hey, like grab her ass. Or, yeah. You know, like, you know.
It's basically, I like to think of it as like a in-person porno.
Right. Know? Like you're directing. Yeah. Almost, kind of. Like, yeah. to an extent.
It's fun. If somebody reached out to me and was like, hey, let's do that, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun. Yeah.
Some people, though, you know, you have to be very explicit about it. Some people would be disappointed by that.
Right.
So, I think once we moved from that, we moved into looking to soft swap.
I think so, yeah.
There's just like little light oral stuff, you know. So soft swap includes, you know, fingering or blowjobs and stuff like that, right, with the other partner. But nothing like
crazy. Or like
nothing penetrative. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's not true. Nothing. Well, I mean, I guess PIV.
Like, right. Yeah, because I mean, like, I know, like, you know, fingering is, but like not like.
And a lot of couples do soft swap, but they'll be like, yeah, but my wife or girlfriend is bi, so like the girls will really go to town on each other.
Right.
And that's cool. And then you got full swap. Full swap is, you know, everybody can fully switch between and partners, fuck and whatever. And obviously there's so many gray areas in between that.
For sure.
People that, you know, require, you know, protection, people that are allergic to latex and can't have protection.
Yeah.
There's so many things that we've kind of come across in the broad spectrum.
Yes, for sure.
Of it all. And then you also have partners that don't want to do same room, right? Like, they both want to explore, but they don't like the idea of seeing each other necessarily, or they feel like they get in each other's head if they're in the same room.
Right.
So there's always that dynamic, too. Now, one thing I thought was interesting when we were talking to Trip Kramer from Trip Advice was I told him, I was like, you know, I'm not really a cuckold in the, like, that sense.
Right. In those terms.
Because to me, the cuckold is like kind of like sitting back watching his wife get fucked by a superior, you know, almost like an embarrassment type thing. I think of myself more as like a stag.
Right.
And I think even though these labels are There's so many labels.
Oh yeah, they're like, I don't even.
But I think it's they can be somewhat important if you know how to use them correctly.
Right.
Like if I walked into a situation and I told you I'm a cuckold, you would immediately be like, "Cool, I'm just gonna pound this dude's wife while he sits back in the corner and jerks it." Right.
Right.
That's not me at all.
Right.
I'm quite the opposite of that.
Right. You like to have just as much fun.
So it's, you know, I guess educate yourself on what each of these terms mean. Don't go throwing yourself out there. I hate it too. Especially when young dudes, like the virgins, that reach out to you and they're like, I'm a bull.
You're like, I'm a bull. And you're like,
you ain't shit. A bull has to be able to breed something. You know what I mean?
Like a bull is someone who has experienced.
Yeah.
You have never done anything. So you cannot even remotely call yourself a bull.
So that's actually one of those immediate turnoffs for you.
Oh yeah.
So like hint, if you're listening to this shit, looking for some like,
Solid advice.
If you call yourself a bull to the wrong girl, it's not going to work out. Even a girl that's experienced, she will automatically look at you like you're a fucking idiot.
But I mean, like, I'm not saying that like all bulls are, you know, bad or whatever. But like for me personally, I just don't go.
Anybody that we've met that truly is a bull would never introduce themselves as a bull.
Right. That's true. That is very.
They don't have to.
Because you can just tell. Like
people know, like if I was to like offer my services up to somebody,
right?
There's no, I wouldn't have to be like, oh, I can be a bull for you,
right?
People are just gonna know, hey, this is who this is,
right? This is what it is, and that's true.
That's how I think. It's immediately it's a joke, like
okay,
it's something you want to be. That's cool.
Yeah, it's like what you're striving to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 90% of the time that we've had somebody who's like, I'm like that. And we're like, okay, fine. Like we've worked through this definition. I didn't turn you down.
We are entertaining the idea.
They still bail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's all, I think that term has been ruined, unfortunately, by many
just
things.
Too many upsetting factors.
But so how would you define ours? Cause I feel like we have a really interesting style. Cause I mean, obviously on top of the dynamics of like how far are you going to switch with a different couple, there's, you know, what everybody likes to do, and you know, is there intimacy involved, is it just pure erotic fun? Ours lies a lot closer to the erotic fun,
right,
than to intimacy. We feel like is something that's more between us,
right? Yeah, no, we don't generally share that with anybody else,
but that doesn't mean we can't have like raw just fun sex with people.
Right.
So like for us, it's like if we can get into like a game or something, we've done things like erotic photo shoots.
Yeah,
those are cool. Where those like cool. Started collecting these like X-rated magazines. You thought it was crazy at first. You're like, why the fuck are you collecting X-rated magazines? Because you have Pornhub and all this kind of stuff.
I'm like, so like old fashioned.
I was like, well, I'm a photographer, and think about like, you know, we're looking for poses all the time.
That's true.
And these magazines are just literally a fucking treasure trove of poses.
That is true.
So we started looking through them, and I was like, you know, it'd be really fun if we just like reached out to a couple or a girl or a guy. And we're like, hey, we're going to open up this magazine to a random spot, and we're going to recreate whatever X-rated scene comes in there. And we had the idea for a while, and I put it out on FetLife, and nobody was really like biting. And then we got some guy that was finally like, yeah. And then he bailed like 3 times, and we ended up bailing a time or two because our kids got sick.
Yep.
And then finally he came over and we did it, and it was really fun. Like I had a good time.
Cool. Yeah.
I had no issue with him. He was fine. He was a little too eager afterwards. Like I kept telling him like, hey, just wait a second. Like we're not quite ready to do anything, because like we got really busy with shit.
Okay.
And he just kept like hitting me up and like being like, hey, did I do something wrong? And like, just chill.
Right.
And every time he did that, I just kind of lost it. Like, just, you know, I don't want to have a girlfriend. You know, I've got a wife. So if you're a dude that is constantly bugging me, that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
You're not going to ever be a consistent booty call with us. That's just
right. Yeah, we
it's just not how it is.
If we want something, we make it known to whoever it is. Like, it's not like we are.
We're not using you. You're fully aware that you're going to have a great time.
Right.
But you're also not going to, like, she's not going to call you and be like, hey, I just need a quickie, because she's never left wanting. I tell you that. She doesn't have a chance to be left wanting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was really fun. We've done that same one with single females.
Yep.
We've done it with a couple.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's a really fun, like, icebreaker for us, but it's also, like, super extreme.
Yeah, so, like, for sure.
We can do it because, like, we do the OnlyFans thing. And, like, obviously it's like, okay, we're doing content creation and we're making money from it and all that kind of stuff. But I could see, like, a new first time swinger coming right through. Like, no way. That's advanced level shit right there.
Yeah.
Like, we're literally going from, like, no fluff to, like, full on penetration shots.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
But that's what we like.
Right.
And you don't need the lead up. You don't necessarily need the foreplay. You're just like,
let's just do it.
Let's go. Let's have fun. That's what I'm about. Afterwards, you and I get very intimate with each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
we have fun.
We're always intimate, though.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I'm for sure.
Consistently telling you how much I love you.
Right.
But it's to us, swinging is like our playground, right?
Right.
It's a naughty little thing. We can just kind of go and explore as we want without any, you know, repercussions. We can, you know, try different things out as a couple and, you know, just have fun with it. I don't know.
Right. And then we just always come back and have fun with each other.
And it usually lasts for days after, which is amazing. I mean, lately it's just all the time. So I can't even say it lasts for days anymore. It's been like a year straight.
Yeah, probably.
So, no complaints here, but I think it's really important to be able to define yourself, I guess, so that you know what you're looking for and how to tell other people what you're looking for. And then there's no surprises, especially somebody with anxiety. Like, if you're working with a spouse that is already anxious about this situation, you need to sit down and say, hey, we can fully define ourselves right now.
Right.
And then we can make sure that this information is completely portrayed to the other couple or whoever is coming to visit with us.
Right.
And that everybody's on the same page. There's no harm in doing that. Open communication is crucial, not just huge in your marriage, but also if you're going to be playing with other people, you have to be willing to ask these weird, awkward questions.
Right. Like, you can't just, like, be like, okay, well, you know, we'll figure it out in the moment. No, like, you, like, straight up from, like, the, like, almost like the very beginning, like the minute you start talking to somebody,
I would say from the second you realize there's a mutual attraction.
Right.
And that they are probably a real person all throughout. So what are your boundaries?
Right. Like, do you have any limits? Do you have any rules?
And that's their chance to throw it out. And ours used to be, I used to have it memorized. It used to be, no kissing,
right.
Condoms,
right.
Required, no anal, no, like, butt stuff in general.
No pain.
Blood.
Same room.
Yeah. Same room. Blood scat, you know, all that kind of stuff. None of that. I think that was basically it.
I think so. And usually everybody, like, especially if they're just starting, they're all like, oh, yeah, no.
But the no kissing one has been an issue for some people because I know there's a lot of people that can't get off without the kissing thing. And, like, you're not like, you would do it. It's not like you're like, gag. It's just like,
it's just not for me.
Yeah, you don't enjoy it. You'd rather suck on a cock than kiss.
Right.
So, like, I don't understand a guy that would be like, oh, you're not going to lick my tongue.
No, I'm not.
No, but she will choke on your cock. So, I don't know. I think it's important for people to be able to hear that you can set those boundaries and people will stay within those boundaries.
And if they don't, then they're done.
So, I mean, there's so many times where you would just say no, right?
Right.
Just straight up not entertaining this idea because you were worried that this person has the wrong idea and they're going to go too far.
Right. Because we've had people that have definitely gone too far.
Yes, we have.
And we've had to basically kick them out.
We have probably a whole podcast of bad ones we need to share at some point, our horror stories. But
the horrors.
We'll wait till Halloween for that one, huh?
Yeah, it's too long.
But what else do we have on this?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, communication is the biggest thing. It, like I said, or like you said, like, educate yourself. Like, look up all the different, like, terms. And if you don't know what you are and you have a partner or spouse, kind of, like, talk it out with them. Like, because they may have an idea of...
Well, you know, there's some other dynamics we didn't mention either, like the hot wife.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we've had plenty of women that get sent to us from their husband.
Right.
They know what's going on and they go back and give a full report to their husband.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love those. Those are my favorite. They're not clingy ever.
Yeah, because I mean, they're married too.
They're married. So it's like, they come, they fuck your brains out, and they leave.
They go.
Yeah, this is great.
But like,
we're open to those. If you're listening and you're in one of those situations, we'll send you our address and you can send us your wife. Thanks.
But no, for real, like, educate yourself. If you don't know, talk to your partner. See if they have an idea of, like, maybe, you know, what you might be or what you might be as a couple or individually or whatever. And if you don't know, then just together, like, read up on it and kind of do your research, because it makes a huge difference in the lifestyle knowing your role, I guess.
I think it's really important, too. One of the things I noticed, like, so when you're looking on Pornhub, a lot of things are exaggerated. You know what I mean?
For sure.
The studios are the ones that have the most money, obviously, to advertise, and they can just burn all this, you know, material and not have to worry about it. But if you do have the money to invest in something like our OnlyFans, I'm not throwing it out there like that, but obviously ours is the best. But, you know, anybody that has a bit of a following and is in the lifestyle, I really think that you're going to find their videos are a lot more tuned into what you're looking for. They get a lot more niche. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like for ours, at least, you know that, like, if somebody was to message us on your page and say, hey, so my wife is, you know, interested in this type of situation, you probably have a video very similar to that situation.
It may not be exact, but yeah.
But close enough.
Similar enough, yeah.
And you're not going to be able to find something like that on the
Hub. Well, that, and it's like our stuff we offer, it's not just like, okay, you and I, that's it. Solo, me, whatever. Like, there's a wide variety of
But we can curate things. It. And that's something that, yeah, you can search things up on Pornhub, but you're never going to be able to get a curated experience like you would through somebody like Stephanie, who has... We literally have 40 hours plus of edited footage that we can, you know, it's either up on the page already or is a pay-per-view or something like that.
Right.
So, there really is a lot of resources out there beyond just the podcast and beyond your typical porn stuff.
Right.
There's a lot of value in it. And yes, obviously you're going to be like, oh, of course you want me to buy your porn. Yes, I absolutely do. That's how I make my living. But
it's good.
It is really good. It is. We keep it as raw as possible, and we keep it real.
And we're super awkward in it. Like,
if you're if your wife is concerned that, you know, she's gonna feel weird doing what she's doing or whatever, just look at the first few videos that Stephanie made, and like,
yeah,
she didn't talk.
Oh,
she was totally into it.
Right. Yeah. No, I was having a great time.
She was just so in her head and like enjoying the moment that like her body just was just kind of being used, I guess. I don't know. Like, it looked great. They're still great videos.
Right. It's just, I mean, like, I had a good time. I just didn't know, like, I guess how to express it. I don't know. Like, I just kind of zoned because it just feels so good. And
it was a very intense moments that we got ourselves into. So
for sure.
I understand, but hopefully y'all got something from this. We're going to continue to talk about these little things as we come across them in our conversations or, you know, in the conversations we have with our fans and stuff online.
Right.
But this is our 8th episode.
Yep.
It's probably never going to be a 9th one, but if there is... thank you for listening.
Yes.
And make sure you check out our Instagram.
Yep.
It is The Awkward Pillow Talk on Instagram.
Yep.
Also Stephanie Class X on Instagram or onlyfans.com/Stephanie Class. The easiest way to find everything now. awkwardtalk.com.
Yep. All right, guys. Catch
See you next time. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at Awkward XX. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And that's exactly, take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code Stephanie Class X and get yourself